You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. Class is in session. Today, I'm sharing with you a clip from a conversation that I had with Tiffany Daniel, who is a content writer and the owner of Your Creative Content. And she literally is going to walk you through 5 ways you can repurpose a blog. Why does that matter in your efforts of getting increased visibility? Because a lot of women say they want to be thought leaders. They want to put their opinions out there at the forefront. They want to comment on trends. How do I get myself to be seen as an expert? And we often say, well, are you maintaining a blog or a podcast of some sort to demonstrate your knowledge? So you got to have a blog, but I don't want us to be turned off by the fact that it requires so much labor. So Tiffany is going to show us how to repurpose that blog and make it work for us across multiple platforms to get more eyes on our business and more places. Did you catch that? So let's get more eyes on your business by showing you 5 ways to repurpose your blog so that you can get it seen across more platforms.
Okay, so we've sat down, we've written our blog, we've published it, we've shared it with the world. How do we make that work for us multiple times over so we don't feel like we have to do a bunch of things? What's one strategy for how we can maximize that blog?
So the first thing you can do is you can take the bullet points, the H2 headings that you've used in that blog, and turn it into a short form video. So a TikTok video or a Reels video. You could just, you know, you have the title, that's all you really need in a TikTok or short video. And then the H2 headings or the bullet points you can use as the simple like takeaway tips.
When you say H2 headings for women listening and don't know what that means, what does that mean?
So when you look at most blogs, you'll notice there's a bigger bold font that is over the top section of the smaller.
Like a subheading, essentially?
A subheading.
Like you're, yes. Okay. So you're saying one of those sections in the blog, you can take and make an entire video out of that. So what kinds of videos can we do for somebody who still needs it broken down even further? What kinds of videos would they extract from that section in the blog?
So honestly, it's really unlimited because what you can do is you can take the blog as a whole and create a TikTok or Reel, an IGTV, an Instagram story, or a YouTube video. So 5 different kinds of blogs that you can use for the whole blog. But if you really wanted to niche down, generally each subheading in a blog is going to tackle a different step. So that in itself could be its own Instagram story, its own IGTV, its own TikTok. And because you've already written the blog and you fleshed out all of the content, all of the writing in each section, then you can really just have unlimited stuff to talk about from this one blog.
I love that. So using one section of the blog to give you some video content, which could be Reels, which are really getting favored on Instagram right now, or a TikTok video or a mini YouTube video or whatever. I love that you can get all that from just one section of your blog, like point number one or point number two of whatever you outlined in your blog. That's awesome. So what's another way that we can maximize our blog efforts?
So the other thing that I like to do is I like to use the blog content writing in email. So if email is a part of your strategy for, you know, keeping up with past clients or potential clients, that's a great way to just, you know, copy and paste, you know, the highlights of your blog into an email. And if you're writing weekly blogs, which is what I recommend, then you pretty much already have your email, your weekly email done for the week as well.
Love that. Yeah, because I sometimes can be like, okay, yet another task I have to do in front of another audience. But so far, because this, you know, podcast is all about visibility, you're giving us some great tips to cover all our bases to get seen. So the blog, which we're probably housing on our websites or on as a LinkedIn article. So we're already being seen there. And then we can take it to put it on a video. So maybe we're being seen on social media through the video and getting more eyes from that one blog, but on a new platform. And then now you're introducing us to taking pieces from it and putting in our email, which goes directly to our subscribers, people who've already bought in, but kind of keeping, you know, them, keeping ourselves top of mind with them through email, again, all as an extension of this one blog. That's awesome. Okay, what's another way that we can take pieces of this blog or repurpose this blog to really work for us in multiple ways?
I think another great way to use your blog is to write Instagram captions or, you know, whatever your social media platform of choice is. And really all you have to do, I usually recommend for one blog, maybe three separate Instagram captions, you know, for the month. And then maybe a couple months later, you can go back and use extra tips from that blog. And all you have to do is copy and paste. That's literally all you have to do. Like from, you know, subheading one, that's an Instagram caption. The introduction or subheading two, that's another Instagram caption. And again, and that goes into something else, but like how often you're supposed to post and stuff like that. I personally don't think you need to be posting every day in your feed. So if you're only posting 3 days a week, you know, that's almost half of your work already done from copy and pasting stuff you have pre-written from, you know, months ago.
That's perfect. And so easy. It's one of those things you're like, oh my God, it's so easy. Why didn't I think of that? But it's a good way to kind of maximize our efforts. And then hit us with one more way we can repurpose our blog content to establish ourselves as thought leaders.
I'll give you like half points because I thought of another one. One is for your ads. It's a little bit different because ad is usually copywriting, which is kind of salesy. But you can still use a little bit from your blog to, you know, make a point, especially if it's to give away something for free, like a PDF or an ebook. And another one actually is great for press, you know, so, you know, when you're reaching out to press, if you want to talk on a topic, you can use the title of your blog as, you know, the subject line, and then use that blog as reference that you know what you're talking about because you've already written about it.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. So this is good because, you know, as female entrepreneurs, a lot of us wearing all the hats, those who are listening, and it's like, I want to put myself out there. I want to get seen more, but how do I manage all the ways that I'm expected to show up? So having you come and tell us, you know, these hacks really of how to make our blogs work for us and to get our voices heard across multiple platforms, but from one piece of content is just incredible. So for the woman who's listening and she's like, okay, these are really great tips. How do I start? What would be your homework for us of getting started and getting this executed immediately?
I would recommend taking one of your best performing Instagram or video content posts and using that as a starting point to kind of flesh out what all you have to say about that. Because generally also when you have something like a video that does really well, people are going to want to know more because it's such a small bit of content for them to pull information from. So take your best performing one, you know, create subheadings, talking points, and just flesh it out with everything you know about that subject.
I love that because we've all got social media content. And I know as people who are professionals and experts in our respective areas, we could probably talk all day long about that one thing. So I love your idea of starting in a simple space for some inspiration and then just building it out from there. That's genius.
Tiffany has so much more to offer. She has templates and kits to get you started on your blog journey and to show you the ropes. So you can follow her on Instagram at yourcreativecontent or at yourcreativecontent.com. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.